Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari.
And you're listening to the Super Whoolock Podcast, a podcast about Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock. This is episode 3, and it's just me and Nari this time. We're going to be talking exclusively about Doctor Who in this episode, though I guess we might say a little bit about Sherlock at the end. So basically this episode's about the first 3 episodes of the second half of season 7. Bells of St. John, Rings of Arc, whatever it is.
Accutane.
And Cold War. And then I guess also just want to say, because I'm like super busy, I'm probably not going to edit this episode very much. There might not even be intro music, but I just want to get one out there because it's been 3 episodes of Doctor Who and we have to talk about Doctor Who. So, Bells of St. John. Well, or just if you want, do you want to say how you've been feeling about these 3 as like a whole first? Like,
I like Clara.
Yeah.
What else?
Start if you want.
I mean, like, I like some of the episodes more than others. I like the Bells of St. I mean, like, did I really? Okay, can we just talk about the episodes individually?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
for the Bells of St. John, can I just say something?
Yeah.
Like, there's something that I don't like the Doctor sometimes does. It's like, we have, you know, like, it builds up to this big issue, and you're like, it gets exciting and intense, and then all of a sudden, in 5 minutes, you press a button, and everything's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's just kind of getting boring.
I agree.
It's like, okay, there has to be more creative ways to figure these issues out, rather than just fixing them in a second.
There's also a lot of, let's just talk our way out of this, and...
Yeah, exactly. So, no, all of these bad aliens aren't supposed to be, like, good people or whatever.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I thought there were... the thing is, like, all 3 of these episodes were, like, okay. Like, I don't think any of them were, like, terrible. But I don't
think... none of them were terrible, but none of them were, like, mind-blowing either.
And I would say that I think that with each episode, it got a little worse.
I agree completely.
So
it was not good. I mean, like, it wasn't, like, bad, but, like, it honestly, like, I was watching it with my boyfriend, and, like, we didn't mind pausing it halfway to get food. Like, it wasn't, like, huh?
Cold War you're talking about?
Yeah, Cold War. Like, I didn't mind pausing it halfway to go get food and come back, whereas, like, other episodes of Doctor Who, your eyes are just glued onto the screen the whole time, and, like, you can't get away from it.
Yeah, and I feel like if you watch enough television, you've seen a lot of submarine episodes, and I'm kind of not a fan of any of them.
Yeah, me too. No, it's boring, because it's, like, in a very, like, closed-off space.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Nothing happened. Like, what happened in the episode?
Okay, well, we'll go episode by episode, but...
Okay, sorry.
First, I would like to say that overall with Clara, he's been kind of letting me down, and I wouldn't...
She was so awesome in the Christmas special.
Yeah, and I also really liked her when she was Oswin, too, and I have not... I think I don't know. They did something to this modern version where she's not as good, and...
She's more obedient.
Yeah, she's much more scared. She's like... They're doing some very bad, like, gender representation stuff. Like, she was, like, a really cool female character, and now that she's slowly getting less and less cool. I really hated in Bells of St. John how they, like, made her really dumb and, like, not know how to use computers at all, and the only way she got her, like, ability was, like, by being, like, given to her.
Yeah, not knowing how to use a computer in, like, 2013.
Yeah, what? And, like... I guess, here's the thing, so my other question is, you know how she was, like, really, really smart with computers in the Oswin episode?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, like, the Asylum of the Daleks? Like, mm-hmm. Do you think that's gonna be because she was downloaded with that brain, or do you think, like, a different version of her?
Those are some, like, rumors or, like, discussions I heard on the Facebook group. I mean, maybe,
yeah.
Like, we don't really know, but I think, like, somehow all these people are related, like, it's the same girl.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, like, the one thing I'm looking forward to finding out about her is, like, who she is and why she is who she is.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that I really hope they don't ruin that. Like, they don't make it bad. But the whole idea that the David Tennant, the human doctor, and Rose are her parents are obviously not true, unless
Yeah.
like he was adopted or something. I
I,
don't
it
know.
doesn't really make sense that that would be true because he can't even regenerate. So why would his kids have any sort of special abilities or anything? You know what I mean?
Exactly. No. I think in the special when they like bump into David Tennant, it's just gonna be like bumping into like a past
Yeah.
kind of.
I also so with Clara too. My other issue is just that this version, which is the one we're seeing for multiple episodes, in multiple episodes, I still don't like her as much as either of the other two versions. So that's
No,
just.
I agree. I agree. Like something was just, she was so awesome and
And I mean, okay, I can't fault them for like letting for like having her realistically be scared by situations and stuff, but like it was really refreshing and cool that she was like so like confident and on top of things in the Christmas special. So like the fact that she's like seeing like in this Cold War, she's like freaking out every 5 seconds and like she doesn't seem particularly smart. Like it's getting back to like you know how like Rose would sort of help out with things because, like, emotionally or courageously, she could do things, but she didn't, like, solve any issues or, like, figure anything out. Whereas, like, I really was thinking that Clara was gonna, like, be smart and, like,
That's what she did in the Christmas
yeah.
special, figuring out things.
So, yeah, I don't like that. I don't know. Maybe this version can die and they can bring in another one that's better.
That's
But
funny.
I love Jenna Louise Coleman. I think that she has they still have great chemistry and that she's still funny and cool, but like I just think the writing has been not as good.
No, I completely agree. I think they're getting bored or something.
Yeah. So I have a couple things I'll say. I have a likes and dislikes for Bells of St. John. So my likes are I liked that episode, even though it was like sort of a standalone, it was tied into like the bigger villain of the season, which I think is the Great Intelligence, because we sort of saw that in the Christmas special and he came back, and then I'm sure he's probably gonna come back again. I liked that he like wiped everybody's mind at the end, and like the woman became like a little girl. I thought that was kind of cool. The whole plane thing where they like tell like they go into the plane, I think that was really fun.
So, okay, go
Yeah, and
on.
then what was
I just want, I have something completely different to say. I just saw something on the descriptions. Okay, I was gonna say, do you know when the 50th anniversary episode is?
it's in like November or something, right? Or October, maybe September or
Oh,
something.
is it for next season?
Well, no, it's like gonna be on its own, I think, the way the Christmas specials are sometimes.
Because episode 13, like, can I just read like the
Yeah,
one
sure.
sentence description? It says the doctor finds himself the manipulated for once when someone abducts his friends from throughout time and space, luring him to one place he could never go. Which makes me think he could never go alternate like
Yeah.
reality where a human doctor and Rose are.
Yeah. So maybe that leads into the anniversary special. Like it's like maybe there's a cliffhanger there that leads into the yeah.
Yeah, maybe that would be cool. 'Cause like the description kind of sounds like, I don't know.
Yeah, the only other place I can think of is that like where the Time War is, where it's like sealed off or whatever.
Oh yeah, maybe. But we haven't seen any of
And I
that.
don't want to.
Meaning I don't want.
I really didn't like the when I liked Timothy Dalton a lot, but I didn't like when he was playing in the Time Lord guy at the end of Tennant's episodes.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And then I guess was really so some of my issues with Bells of St. John. Okay, why could certain people like why could like everybody else be like hacked into, but Clara and the Doctor couldn't? I didn't get that at all. Like.
That's actually a really good question.
Yeah, and they said something about like prolonged exposure to Wi-Fi make you more like
Yeah,
susceptible.
wouldn't Claire have prolonged
Yeah,
exposure
she's in the
Wi-Fi?
modern world, so I don't understand why that wouldn't be true. And like, yeah, I don't know. The doctor's around enough stuff that I don't. And I also want to know, are we never gonna see like, I guess so. In the next episode, we saw. I guess I wrote this during the first after the first episode. Like, are we not gonna see Clara's family? But I guess, I mean, we saw her mom, but like, are we not gonna go? I hated how, like, Amy and Rory were just Amy and Rory, and they, like, we never went back to modern time and saw their family or friends or anything, really. You know?
We saw them at the wedding when they at their wedding.
Yeah, but I mean, you know how like Rose, like her family members and like and what's his name, her boy Ricky were like important characters. Like I want that again.
Well, even like Martha, okay, even Martha's mom and sister were important, and then Donna's grandpa and mom were important. Yeah, I missed that too,
Yeah, that was a
actually.
good like because it meant that whenever there was a new companion, there were a bunch of new supporting characters with that companion, and I don't feel like we're getting that with this. She just seems like she doesn't even seem like a full person. You know what I mean? Like she just seems like this person he just like plucked out of nowhere who has nothing to go
I was
back to.
hoping that we would get to know maybe like the family she nannies for or something more. I
Yeah,
don't
I feel like we should go back to modern time, not too far from now, but
No, I agree, but I don't think that's gonna
yeah.
happen for some reason.
All right, and then some cool things in Spells of St. John. The fact that I don't know if you know about this. Did you know that the book that she that the kid was reading was written by Amy?
Wait, what? Wait, what book?
So
What
okay,
book?
so you know how she's like babysitting that little kid or whatever, and she's like he's like what she's like what chapter are you on? He's like 10. She's like ooh, 11's the best. It's really sad, obviously commenting on the 11th Doctor, and then. If you look like what the book is, it's written by Amelia Williams, which is Amy.
Oh my God, I didn't
Yeah,
notice
it's really cool.
Oh
That's
wow, I didn't
cool.
notice that. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Okay.
And then the other interesting things are in like in Clara's book, like the like places to go or whatever. It has like all her ages, and for some reason, 16 and 23 are missing from the book, which is interesting. And then the other thing is there's.
Wait, are those supposed to be relevant? Except for that they're.
Well, we don't know. I'm gonna say it's
Except
like,
that they're lost numbers?
yes,
Sorry.
that's what I thought of too. And then the other thing is you know how like she got the number to the TARDIS from some sort of shopkeeper, so that's kind of like who's the shopkeeper, and so that's sort of interesting.
David Tennant.
I hope so.
I can't wait. They better not ruin that, David. I mean, like, it better be like one awesome
Yeah,
episode.
I know. I feel like. I really hope that he doesn't mess it up because I feel like he has so much pressure on him. He's gonna try to make it so epic, and usually when they try to make things really epic, it doesn't work out well because it just doesn't have a good payoff.
No, I completely agree. I'm worried. I'm worried because I
Yeah,
really want it to be good.
I feel like no matter what, even if like the plot of the episode isn't that great, I feel like the character interaction between the two doctors and between like the different doctors and different companions will be worth it, you know?
And also something else, the episode before the episode 13, the finale, the description is one of the doctor's oldest enemies return.
Interesting.
And it can't be the Dalek because the Daleks don't remember him.
Yeah, they do. 'Cause
No, I thought they erased they erased in the silence.
Oh, yeah. They in Asylum of the Daleks they did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot that happened. But I'm sure they'll
So,
find a way around that at some point.
yeah, because it's the Daleks and
Did you
I don't
see
know.
who the villains are in the anniversary special? 'Cause they look really weird.
Wait, we know who the villains are?
At least one of the villains. It's these villains that were like from, they're like from the Fourth Doctor or something, and they haven't been around since. And they look really weird looking, and I don't like how they look. But they're shapeshifters, so they might like so like they probably won't look like their alien form for that long.
No, and I'm also hoping they don't like shift just into like David Tennant and
Yeah,
that
that.
Tennant's role. Like that would suck. Like he better be like a big
Yeah, I
character.
know.
I want to see some doctor on doctor action.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God! This podcast between you and Dylan, with he was talking about supernatural guy on guy action. Now it's you.
Yeah.
So yeah, do you have anything else you want to say about Bells of St. John? Or do you want to?
Except for the fact that everything just ended so quickly and like, oh, and I guess they had that guy from the Christmas special, right?
Yeah,
Like,
the great intelligence.
yeah, which I guess is gonna be a big deal because they had him in two
Yeah,
episodes.
I'm assuming he'll probably be like in the finale or whatever. I wonder
Interesting.
if he'll be involved in the anniversary because he's also an old villain.
Oh, he
Yeah,
is?
he's from the old series.
Ugh, we're such bad fans. I should know about this.
I mean, I guess like no, because I have like.
You know the old episodes are all on Netflix, right?
Well,
Well, not all, but most of the
Yeah, I'll try. I guess I'll try to watch them. I guess feel like it's gonna be hard to get through them.
No, I know. My friend said that a couple of the episodes from like the first Doctor, you can literally see him like reading cards like the long.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really funny. I haven't watched like any old sci-fi. Like I haven't seen like any Star Trek, any old Battlestar Galactica, any of that stuff.
Yeah, the old ones I haven't either. Really bad nerds. Yeah. We're not even nerds.
We're just modern nerds.
We're modern nerds.
What was I gonna say? I guess the only thing I will say that like as much as there's like issues with Moffat, his visual style is really good. Like I love like the way all these episodes look. Mm-hmm. I think like, the cinematography is really nice. And like,
yeah, no, that's the one. Like the episode where we first meet Claire's parents.
Yeah.
I like that, like the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
That was cool. And I what was the other thing I was gonna say? A little bit of that. Oh, I like the part when after Clara like gets hacked into or whatever, and she's like asleep, and the doctor is like taking care of her. I really like that whole.
Oh right, yeah.
All right, so let's move on to Rings of Akate. What did you think of this episode?
Winning this.
What?
What did I think? I thought I liked it, kind of. I'm trying to remember. Was it the little girl?
Yeah. This is what I wrote. It's really cheesy and stupid. This is what I wrote.
I love cheesy and stupid.
Because right after I wrote the episode, like, I knew the episode but, like, wasn't that great. But this is how I felt. I wrote, Doctor Who is like a warm hug of awesome. Sure, it's a bit cheesy, and they flash back to things unnecessarily to remind us the Doctor said never to leave people behind and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, show makes me smile like no other show can. I love the Doctor, I love Clara, and watching their adventures is a delight.
Aw, you should be like a critic. Yeah, the flashbacks are kind of cheesy, I remember that. I also thought, like, why did they take the flying thing rather than like the TARDIS?
Because it's not as cool as seeing. This is like the season of them being on weird vehicles. First he had to be on an anti-grav motorcycle, and then he needed a hovercraft. And then they had a sub third episode.
I just thought it would have been easier to go in with the TARDIS and like literally can't they do the thing with the TARDIS where like it appears and only some people are in it?
Yeah.
Like, literally, you could just go in, get the
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. It's true. And they didn't do it for some... I mean, I get, like, it's more interesting not to do it that way. But, like, they've done it that way before.
Yeah. That's funny. The other thing is, like, I guess felt like this episode was, like, one of those ones where it just felt very, like, aimed at kids to me.
Yeah, with the whole little girl singing.
Yeah, with the whole, like...
But I guess this place, the word they went to, was from, like, the old episodes. Because that's why I said, my granddaughter is here or whatever.
Oh, cool.
Like, I guess that's an old episode reference.
So, does that mean in the old... I always wonder, like, what things were actually shown in old episodes and what things were, like, just things that they mentioned. Because, like... So there were episodes where he had, like, grandchildren and had a wife and stuff?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's, like, really weird to think about, isn't it? Like...
I mean, maybe by granddaughter he means, like, he adopted some... I don't know.
Well, we know for a fact that he had kids. He talks about it in The Doctor's Daughter, but they died in the Time War. I also don't know, is the Time War... Are there episodes of the Time War? Is there an episode where he kills all the Daleks?
I think in the old episode they mentioned the Time War, and I think they might show it, maybe, but I'm not sure. I'm just trying to remember, like, what I've heard or what I've read about.
Yeah. I also don't even really know, like, if there were other Time Lords in the old series, like, but, what was I gonna say? It was very sort of kiddie in the whole thing about, like, having an, you know, using the power of an object that means a lot to you and all that stuff. But it was just nice, even though it was stupid. And I liked, I didn't really get, so you know how, like, the doctor, like, gave all of his experiences over? Like, I was like, so what? Is he, like, wiping his memory? Is he, like, clearly he seems to still remember everything, but I thought he
Yeah, I know. So it's like, who cares? Just give your experiences. Also, no offense, I think the doctor has more experiences than that Leaf did. Just saying.
Yeah. That was a little hard to believe. I know the idea is like it's giving infinity because of all the possibilities, but I feel like his life is sort of infinity too.
Yeah, considering, he's been alive for like what, hundreds of years and
Thousands at this
thousands of
point.
years, and has met all these people from different planets and like lost people and fell in love and been out of love and been married and had kids and had all your loved ones die. Like everything, it was still like the Leaf, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, just
I
weird to
really
me.
liked like the beginning of the episode when like they were there and like I thought like seeing all the different aliens is fun. And I even liked Clara's little interaction with the little kid. But and the whole part with her as a little girl too was good.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, there is that the villains have just been kind of bleh. I don't know.
No, I mean, I completely agree.
You, so you don't like Cold War?
I mean, no, I mean, I didn't like, I haven't really liked any of the episodes that much, but this one I just really didn't like. Like, the villain
Yeah.
was so dumb.
I kind of agree and I kind of disagree. Like I thought he, I kind of liked the look of him when he was in the armor. When he was on his own and you saw his stupid eyes and his stupid mouth, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, in his hands. Like, what
Yeah.
was he doing? Like, he was caressing the guy's face.
Yeah, that's like totally something they do in like 70s sci-fi.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
yeah.
it on purpose because it was maybe the Cold War episode. So,
Yeah.
like,
And
yeah.
the Martians
That's
are
really weird.
also an old villain, those Martians.
So, like, I'm sure you didn't notice this, but the guy who played the captain of the sub played the captain of the Titanic in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the same
That's
actor. I
funny.
was like, what's with him playing captains and why do his things always crash?
Not a very good captain. I was actually really confused at the beginning of the episode when I was like, so they're English people, right? And I was like, but they're talking about blowing up America. What's going on? Are they Russian? Because I didn't understand that it was supposed to be the TARDIS, especially once the TARDIS leaves. So.
Yeah, that's another good question. So the TARDIS translates everything, but for some reason, Clara still couldn't concentrate with, I mean, not con co communicate with some of the villains, like some of the aliens on that
I
planet.
thought about that too. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I guess, well, because unless some of them, if you don't actually use language, if they just use grunts, maybe. But even that, I mean, like, I feel like a lot of the aliens do that, so I don't know.
Yeah, and if the doctor can, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They definitely are kind of not thinking about a lot of this stuff. Though I thought it was interesting. I think it's going to be relevant. I'm sorry, I'm going back to the
That's
episode
fine.
before for a second. I think it's going to be relevant that, remember how she tried to go back into the TARDIS and the doors wouldn't open?
Yes.
She was like, the TARDIS doesn't like me. You think that's going to be relevant?
Well, I'm still wondering. Yeah, it might be, because you know what it reminded me of is that we still don't know why the TARDIS exploded.
Oh, right. Isn't that like 2 seconds
Yeah,
ago?
I wonder if they're just giving up on that, or if that's like a big long game, like anniversary special sort of thing. Because I don't even like remember what was happening with that, but I know that we never found out why. Like.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, yeah, unless I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, someone can tell me. Maybe I just missed something, but I'm pretty sure we don't know why it exploded. Cause remember there was a whole thing where somebody else was in the TARDIS and like did something to it, and we never found out who. So I don't know.
It's Clara.
Yep, it was Clara. It was David Tennant.
Oh God, I would love that.
Would you
I don't know.
want? I don't remember if we've talked about this yet. Would you want like other people to come back too? Would
I would have liked it for not to be Rose and have it been like Dawn. Well, Dawn. Anyone else? Like honestly,
you...
like I don't
I
know.
mean, Rose makes the most
Heard
sense
of
for the
Rose.
storyline because it's obviously gonna be the human tenant, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's true. If it's gonna be the human tenant, human tenant, human doctor, Then I get Rose, but like if they're just gonna be like bumping into someone from the past, that's I don't know.
Yeah.
I honestly, when Rose came back like later in the show when it was like Donna, I did not like her.
Oh really?
Yeah, she was weird. I don't know. Something was wrong with her face. I don't know if you noticed.
She was like sick or something, it seemed.
Yeah, she had like a lisp or something. I was like, what is she doing? Mm.
Yeah, it was a little strange. I like Rose. I mean, I'd like to see Matt Smith interact with Rose, but I'm not like, yeah, I mostly just care about Tennant. And I honestly, I think my second, like if I could pick a second person in addition to Tennant, it would probably be Captain Jack.
Yeah, but no, and the thing is, Captain Jack said he would like to come back, but I don't think Moffat likes him.
That's dumb.
Even though Moffat is the one who introduced him.
Yeah, seriously. And like, he like makes a lot of sense to come back because he's supposed to live for, like, until, like, thousands of years later. So, like, you feel like you'd run into him kind of
unless
often.
They're, like, I would not mind if they're keeping some of this stuff a secret and, like,
yeah.
Because, like, imagine how awesome it would have been if you had no idea that David Tennant was coming back.
Mm.
That would have been so much more
I would,
awesome.
Like, implode.
And then if that happened, we would have less expectations.
Mm.
And no matter what happened, we'd probably really enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they should have kept it a secret.
Yeah, they could have just, like, said someone else or, like, someone smaller and then...
Just don't make a 50th anniversary into a big deal. Just don't talk about it.
Do you know it's, like, going to be, like, in theaters or something, I think? In England.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not here. I was like, no one would go. That's not true. I'd go.
I would go. I don't know how big it is in America. I mean, obviously, there's a cult.
People. Like, Doctor is one of those things where if I meet, like, I always see people with Doctor Who shirts. Like, the other day, I walked by this person. They were saying, stay calm and don't blink.
Yeah. Keep calm.
Keep calm, not stay calm. Yeah, keep calm. And I was like, Doctor Who! And like automatic, like 5-second friendship.
Yeah. I literally sat down in a class the other day and like opened up my iPad to take notes. And my back, like the background of my iPad is the TARDIS. And I had this girl was like, oh, Doctor Who! And I was like, hi. Never talked to you before. But let's talk about Doctor Who.
No, like it is. It's an automatic friendship.
Yeah.
I love it.
Would you want Eccleston to come back?
I never really liked him.
Oh, you don't like Eccleston? I like Eccleston. I'm a big fan, but I don't want him to come back just because I don't want three doctors at once. I feel like it's too many.
No, I agree. And Eccleston does not want to come back anyway.
Yeah.
Which he was just so dumb. Like, why would you sign up for it if you didn't like, because they were planning to have him on for a while.
Yeah.
And, like, he just didn't want to do it anymore. And I was like, really? Then why did you sign up for a season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if maybe he, like, once he got a taste of, like, the fact that he would be typecast that way or, like, the way the fame was. I don't know. It is weird, though. You feel like you should know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
It's like signing up to be Superman and then being like, yeah.
No, exactly. That's a good comparison.
Yeah. But I wonder, what would it be like? They've never done it so far, right? Where the doctor and the companion left at the same time. Wouldn't that be really weird?
The doctor and the companion what?
Both, like, changed at the same time.
Oh, no, they've never done that. That would be a good secret to keep. Like, what's Matt Smith leaving?
But people were thinking he was going to leave during the anniversary special, but I think that they've said that he's going to be at least in the beginning of season 8, if not all of season 8. I personally think...
I would be surprised if Matt Smith left.
Yeah. I personally think he should leave midpoint through season 8. I really like him, but I don't think... No one should stay it this long. It's a long time.
Well, how long has he been in?
He's been longer than anybody else.
He's been longer than David Tennant, really?
Yeah, because it's 5, 6, and 7. That's 3 seasons. Well, after this season, he'll be longer than David Tennant, right? Because David Tennant was 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, after the season, they'll be at the same amount of time, and then...
So, I think, at most, he should only do one more season.
I don't know, and I'm really worried about the new Doctor, because, like, I don't know.
I know.
I'd be so nervous.
Yeah. Everybody's pushing for him to be a ginger this time.
I hope they don't make it be an American Doctor. They were talking about that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be weird. I don't know.
Or, like, a female Doctor, because I guess that could happen, too.
Would it be a female companion still, or would it be a male?
Ooh,
if they had like a male companion.
That'd be interesting.
That'd get interesting.
I'd be pro female companion not pro female doctor as long as it was a good actress. It would have to be the exact right person though. Like, it could go so wrong.
I wouldn't mind having someone with Clara's personality from the Christmas special be the new doctor.
I completely agree. I actually think she could have played a good. I think she could have been the doctor.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, yeah.
But the problem too is I don't want if it's a female doctor, I want it to be I don't want her to be a sexual character.
No, I agree.
Yeah, like.
I would be interesting to see her male companions falling for her.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? This would be really good. I really hope they. I mean, I don't think they would because it's very, very risky.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it could end up being a good idea if they do it right. If they find the right male companion.
Yeah. I think they. The other thing is because the show is so it goes on forever and it keeps changing. So even if you don't like it, if you don't like this particular thing, why don't we just keep trying things? That's how I feel.
No, I agree. But, isn't he only supposed to do, how many?
He's only supposed to do 12, actually. But that's not going to happen. Huh?
Yeah, I said, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to only have one more doctor. But
that would be really sucky.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Okay. Do we have anything else we want to say, or do we want to quickly talk about Sherlock?
I'm trying to think of any Doctor Who things.
Oh, well, so next week is the more horror, ghost.
Yeah, Wick I didn't really like the preview.
Yeah.
It didn't seem that interesting to me.
I'm excited just because I like the more scary episodes, but I hope it isn't just a one-off scary episode and that there's at least something more with Clara where we get to know more about her and then, you know.
Well, I agree. I really like the episode where the people's nightmares.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because you also learned a lot about Amy.
Mm.
And Rory. And, also it was a good episode. Yeah. I mean, I like that episode.
So. Yeah. Wait, is that the one with the, the hotel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really, that is a good episode. I like that episode a lot.
Yeah. I miss episodes. If we're going to do a scary episode, it has to be like that.
Yeah. Man, I actually miss Rory and Amy a lot.
Yeah, I do too. I miss them a lot. I don't know. It's sad.
Because I also think it was kind of fun having three people.
Yeah, I really like the three-person dynamic.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I was just going to say, so I guess I feel like I should. We have to, give them the benefit of the doubt that it takes a few episodes to, break a companion in. Because,
yeah, I'm remembering, the first episodes with all the companions, yeah. And they were never really active.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Martha's first few were, awful. I really don't like Amy's first few either. It's really Donna's were good, but
Donna's were good, yeah.
And Rose's were just the first few episodes in general, which weren't that great. So
yeah, maybe they'll start being good after
One can only hope.
One can only. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just do not like the sub. I hate submarine episodes in any TV show. Submarine movies, TV. It just there's nothing. There's not much you can do with it.
Yeah.
Duck.
It's we're sinking. Oh, okay, we're not sinking. We saved ourselves. Oh my god, a missile might go off. Oh, no, the missile didn't go.
Why is it so dumb? I get that it was supposed to go away to, protect itself, but, yeah. Shouldn't the doctor be able to call it at any time?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, he needs, one of those, a button that he clicks and it...
You mean, one of the things that Aang, the Skybys and the Appa whistle?
Yeah, yeah, he needs an Appa whistle.
Oh, I've been making so many references to other TV shows this episode.
To people who don't know, she's referencing The Last Airbender.
Yeah, I'm rewatching it, sorry.
Oh, I need to rewatch it. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. And also, yeah. Okay. Oh, Sherlock.
Yes.
So everyone, I've only seen the first season of Sherlock. I just finished the last episode of the first season, 5 minutes before we started this, and I liked the first episode. I liked the third episode. The second episode was boring.
I agree.
But that's just my opinion.
I've only seen the second episode maybe twice. Maybe only once. I'm not huge on it.
No, the third episode was edge of your seat kind of thing. Whereas the second one, I literally was like, this is really boring. I didn't even watch it in one sitting.
I kind of feel that way about the second episode of the second season too.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Don't get...
It's a little, the second episode and the second season is a little bit better because it's like there's some good character interaction, but I guess like the mystery is like not really up to par. So
wait, I have a question. Is there going to be another season of Sherlock?
Yeah, they're filming season 3 right now, and season 4 has been confirmed, but it's probably going to be like way down the line because the problem is that they're both big movie stars now. So like, I mean, obviously like they're both in The Hobbit. And sure, and Cumberbatch is in Star Trek, and
yeah, true. And also, Stephen Moffat is doing Doctor Who, right?
Yes, yeah, obviously, yeah. And you know what I was thinking? I've been trying to think about like there are two people that I'd really like to play like a new version of the Master, and the two people are Benedict Cumberbatch and the guy who plays Loki, Tom Hiddleston. I think both of them would be really good.
I agree too. Yeah, I was thinking, what if they have the Master like because it's like to come in the season.
Yeah.
I actually really don't mind them having like old people come in, no matter what villains or whatever. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. I need them to like make the Cybermen and the Daleks good again because they kind of messed them up. Like.
Yeah. Wait, didn't we see a Cyberman preview?
Did we? Oh, in the trailer.
After the, like, you know, when they show, like, a preview for, like, this season.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
It was, I think we saw the Cybermen, which now I'm just remembering, and I'm wondering if that's the old enemies
thing. Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
The Cybermen are also, I feel like the Cybermen are, like, a good idea, but they're kind of, like, a one-note idea. So, like, when they keep showing up, they just, like, lose their strength every time they show up, kind of. Yeah, at least, like, the Daleks are, like, a little bit smarter, so they can, like, try different things and stuff.
Yeah. Do you think they'll ever bring the angels back, or?
I think they will, but I don't think they should until, like, season 8 or 9.
And you know who I missed? The Silence. The Silence.
Yeah, they were good. Silence was good. Yeah, they have some good villains, but they
not this season.
Not this season. Well, I liked the I don't know how alone I am in this, but I liked the cyborg guy in the wood and the Wild West.
The Wild West. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he wasn't bad. And like we also had the Angels episode, which I loved.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
Very good. All right.
Anyway.
Anything else, or should I start saying the email and all that jazz?
Say all that jazz.
Okay. So, please subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Rates, ratings, reviews are all very welcome. It would be awesome if you did it. If you want to email us, you can do so at the Super Hulock. Wait, actually, it might just be Super Hulock Podcast. Yeah, it's Super Hulock Podcast. yes.
We know our email, I promise.
SuperHulockPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Tumblr, it's superhulockpodcast.tumblr.com. And that's about it. And we'll be back probably next week with some supernatural episodes. So thanks.
Bye.
Bye.